Comer slams Ken Buck, doing everything he can to try out to be the next anchor for MSNBC. By Jeff Poor on December 4, 2023. During an appearance on FNC's Sunday Morning Futures, Representative James Comer, RKY, criticized his colleague, outgoing Representative Ken Buck, RCO, regarding his fidelity to his Republican colleagues in the U.S. House. Comer discussed unity within the House as it pertained to a possible Biden impeachment after the expulsion of now former Representative George Santos, RNY. He cited Buck, who he suggested was trying out for a job at MSNBC. "We are unified at a time when I think it's no secret our conference is broken in a lot of ways," Comer said. "The members have heard from their constituents back home. They have confidence in the credibility of our investigation and the mountains of evidence that we have accumulated. So, I'm confident we are going to have the votes to move forward with this impeachment inquiry. And you have got to have a near majority," host Maria Bartiromo said. "The majority is so slim, even less now with George Santos being expelled this week, right?" "Yes, it's tough," Comer replied. "I think we can lose one or two members. I mean, Ken Buck, he votes no on everything. He's certainly doing everything he can to try out to be the next anchor for MSNBC. But at the end of the day, I think our members realize that this is of the utmost importance. And we have done this the right way. It's been painful for many people in America that have kept up with this because they have seen the evidence for months and months and months that would warrant the impeachment inquiry formal vote. But now, and I think this last email and hopefully some more stuff that may come out next week, people see that there's just too much evidence here just to say, okay, well, that's that, and move on to the next investigation," he continued. "I mean, we're in the deposition phase. And one of the reasons we have to do this impeachment inquiry vote, Maria, is, Hunter Biden's legal team has already sent a letter implying that this wasn't a legitimate investigation because the impeachment inquiry hadn't been voted on. So that was one of the things they were going to try to use in court to keep Hunter Biden from coming to be deposed. And, remember, we have to depose him because we have 600 to 500 or 600 specific questions about specific transactions that we need to know what they did to receive the millions and millions of dollars from our enemies around the world and what level of involvement did Joe Biden have? Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.